The pollock trawl fleet now has a device that could help avoid catching too many salmon. It's what's called an excluder and has been in development for more than 10 years. The design was presented at the Marine Science Symposium meeting in Anchorage. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Many in the marine conservation community have been skeptical of the trawl industry's professions that it could find better designs for trawl gear, such as gates and wheels that are not so destructive to the bottom and excluders that might let salmon out of the nets but keep pollock in. But after experiments with tubes and trap doors and speed variations that pulled the nets up into waters with even more salmon and grids that tore the nets and other problems, John Gauvin of the Marine Conservation Alliance was able to make this announcement in a keynote speech to open the Marine Science Symposium.
And I will sort of scoop the punchline here. We do now have an excluder that has been shown to reduce the Chinook bycatch by 25 to 35%, and we even have another design coming online where the Chinook bycatch is reduced by 40%.
Gauvin said the current excluder design works well with Chinook, but not so well with chums. But the new design works with chums as well. The device is placed in the net near the end and works by creating an eddy that salmon are strong enough to swim out through, but pollock are not. The key for increasing the chum escapement turned out to be an opening under the trawl net as well as an opening at the top of it.
Over and under excluder allows escapement both out the top and out the bottom. This is done by a weighted panel on the top and a floated panel on the bottom, effectively allowing a double pathway. We're thinking Chinooks will go out the top and chums will go out the bottom. We got this thing. And our performance results so far with this have been 40% Chinook escapement, 20% chum escapement. For the Bering Sea, the pollock loss rate has been a fraction of 1%.
Gauvin had videos from cameras placed right in the net that showed the salmon getting out while the pollock were pushed back by the current. The trawl fleet's bycatch of Chinook in the Bering Sea hit a peak of 120,000 fish in 2007, but has been down since then. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council imposed a hard cap in the Bering Sea in 2009 that can shut down fishing if too many Chinook are intercepted. The council has not done the same thing for chum salmon. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.